Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Well, that sounds crazy enough to work.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. So straight up, we're talking an hour of combat sports on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network today. Boxing tonight, Arislandi Lara, the once-beaten Cuban, of course, former world amateur champion, untouchable as a pro, taking on the once-beaten, talking about Saul Alvarez, the Mexican pay-per-view star, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock on the West Coast, Showtime pay-per-view. We're going to go through that from top to bottom. We'll talk to UFC Ronda Rousey. Guess who's challenging Ronda Rousey? A chick who I called one of her early fights as a professional boxer, Holly Holm. Albuquerque, New Mexico, she does her thing in UFC. She wants an MMA. She wants a piece of Ronda Rousey. Of course, Ronda Rousey needing only 16 seconds to annihilate another foe last Saturday night at UFC 175 in the main event, of course, Chris Weidman. Still, and always will be, at least for the next couple of years, the world middleweight champion. I'm talking about the great Chris Weidman from upstate New York, 185 pounds, still undefeated, 12-0 in the UFC. So we've got boxing. We've got UFC. I may even sneak in a little bit of professional wrestling. Lots of stuff to talk about. You can join us on the toll-free 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the email, ringtalk, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk@yahoo.com. And don't forget, you are listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and of course, once again, the American Forces Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hello there, my name is Danny Page, and yes, I'm the host of World Soccer Radio. A couple years ago, I started noticing something rather disturbing to this TV and radio broadcaster. I was losing my hair. At 28 years old, my career depended on having a youthful look. I tried everything, pills, shampoos, nothing worked. That's when a friend sent me to Regenix, and my hair has never looked better. Regenix analyzed the nature and severity of my problem and built treatment formulas specifically tailored to my hair loss. I haven't had a fuller, thicker head of hair in years, and I'm more confident both on and off the air. There's no miracle cure for baldness. Regenix helped me strengthen the hair I already had and prevent further loss. Give them a call today, 1-800-REGENIX, or visit them online at regenix.com. That's R-E-G-E-N-I-X.com. Take the advice of this soccer fan and call 1-800-REGENIX today.
At last, Nexium, the purple pill, is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. See those women drinking their iced mocha whatevers? Now they have Nexium-level protection. That guy struggling to text and eat soup at the same time? Him too. Introducing Nexium 24-Hour, the protection of the number one prescribed acid-blocking brand, just without the prescription. New Nexium 24-Hour, Nexium-level protection, now in the heartburn aisle.
May take 1 to 4 days. Use as directed to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E-water.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The time may have come to say goodbye to Muhammad Ali, because very honestly, I don't think he can beat George Foreman.
Howard Cosell, you told everybody I don't have a chance. You told them I don't have nothing but a prayer. Well, chump, all I need is a prayer, because if that prayer reached the right man, not only will George Foreman fall, but mountains will fall.
Maybe he can pull off a miracle. But against George Foreman, so young, so strong, so fearless, against George Foreman, who does away with his opponents one after another in less than three rounds, it's hard for me to conjure with that.
And you're always talking about Muhammad. You're not the same man you were 10 years ago. Well, I asked your wife, and she told me you're not the same man you were 2 years ago.
After this fight, I suspect Ali will retire. And through all of the years, my own memories of him will be as a fighter and as the strange and curious and gregarious and engaging and sometimes cruel and sometimes family man that he is.
I'm going to let everybody know that that thing you got on your head is a pony, and it comes from a tail of a pony.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Check the clocks, 13 and a half minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. We're talking boxing and mixed martial arts for the next hour. Straight up, of course, the big fight tonight, Saul Alvarez. What's he now, 43-1 straight up? He is one of the better fighters pound for pound in the world, whether you want to believe it or not, because I think professional fighters should be, how could I put this, measured to a certain extent on what they can draw. I mean, because the best fighter in the world, if he can't draw 15 people, it's really not going to make for a lot of excitement, okay? Canelo Alvarez, he draws. I mean, he had a decent amateur background, and he wasn't one of those guys that turned pro at the age of 13 and this and that with no amateur experience. He had a little bit of amateur background. Of course, he is now, what is he, 43-1-1, 31 KOs. Now, the opponent in this main event on Showtime tonight, emanating, of course, from Las Vegas, Nevada, is Erislandi Lara, 19-1, two draws, and 12 KOs. Of course, the one loss and the two draws, both sort of, you know, maybe questionable. So he could conceivably be undefeated at this point in time. But he hails from Cuba, former world amateur champion, stellar guy. I mean, as far as being able to box from his left-handed stance, at Canelo, you know, he's sort of one-dimensional. And that's what this sort of fight boils down to, is whether Canelo can develop something other than being that face-first type of guy and rugged and coming in and working behind sometimes a half-assed jab and basically working hooks to the body and right hands looping over the top. So we'll see if Canelo's got a little bit more than that, because I think he's going to have to pack his lunch if he's going to beat Erislandi Lara. He's just going to have to pack his lunch. This is not going to be no walk in the park for the Mexican pay-per-view sensation. And when I say pay-per-view sensation, let me put it to you like this. Nobody is drawing south of the border and in the United States as far as Mexican-Americans and Mexicans living here in the United States. And they really drive the pay-per-view market, whether anybody wants to admit it or not. If the Mexicans pulled out of the pay-per-view market, man, the pay-per-view market would, like, plummet. It would go out of business almost. Seriously, it would. And you could talk to every cable executive, and he'll tell you the same thing. When it comes to buying pay-per-views, even the movies were concerned. Mexicans were buying more per capita than anybody else here in the United States. So when it comes to Mexico, he's like a reality TV star. He's doing commercials. I mean, he was the pretty boy. He was redheaded. They called him Canelo, Cinnamon, the Cantaloupe. Call him whatever you want. But the bottom line is he can fight. And Aristotle Lara, I think, can fight as well. Can Lara transfer the success he had as an amateur over to that of a professional? Yeah, at 19, 1-2, it sounds like he already has. Okay, but he has yet to have that career-defining moment. I think that Alvarez showed us he's got a lot of heart and desire and, you know, a drive in that loss to Mayweather because he was trying. I mean, he was trying. He was trying. Wasn't reckless, but he was trying. Okay, some guys don't even try. Of course, he was outgunned, outsped, and speed kills everything. I keep trying to tell people that as long as Floyd Mayweather is faster than his opponents, and we'll talk about Floyd Mayweather in the next segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but as long as a fighter has that edge in speed, he will probably prevail. That's why Mayweather was going to continue to win. We'll talk about that Mayweather, the next chapter in his saga, of course, the attempt to go 49-0 or 50-0 and then retire as a professional by hand-picking opponents. But straight up tonight, Canelo and Lara, who do you like? I don't know. I mean, this is one of those fights where you're going to have to sit back and just enjoy it. There's really no favorite here. I mean, there really isn't as far as you stack them all up. One guy's left-handed. Okay, that gives him a bit of an edge. He's a little bit taller. That gives him a better edge. Canelo cracks harder. That gives him an edge. Okay, he's a little bit more aggressive. That gives him somewhat of an edge. Okay, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of intangibles here, and which ones that surface and come to the forefront of tonight's main event on Showtime pay-per-view. Showtime's sort of slick. They're going to do a card beforehand on Showtime and then go with a card on Showtime pay-per-view. This is sort of like Don King back in the day. Remember, Don, he was a master at this. He would do a fight in the afternoon on ABC Sports, okay, Wide World of Sports. He'd do a fight on that, and then he'd lead that into the pay-per-view or the it wasn't pay-per-view then. It was closed-circuit television that night. That was intriguing. That sort of, man, that pumped you up all day long. If you were a boxing fan, you watched the fights about on the West Coast, probably about 1 o'clock, 1:30. Watch them on the East Coast about 4:30. So you're prime 3 or 4 hours later to get your butt out to a pay-per-view stand, I mean a closed-circuit stand like they used to hold them in theaters. I promoted closed-circuit events the June 7th, 1996, last event on closed-circuit television, Oscar De La Hoya, undefeated, taking on once-beaten Julio Cesar Chavez in the battle for the WBC junior welterweight title. Of course, that was the last fight that was really on closed-circuit TV for the most part. And that was because Showtime had Chavez and HBO had De La Hoya, and they couldn't come to an agreement. So they put the fight on limited closed circuit television. It was a blast back in the day, but closed circuit was where it's at, and Don had it down. And now Showtime stealing a little bit from the Don King script as far as putting a card on a little bit earlier or right away to tease for the main event. Of course, the UFC doing that now on Fox Sports 1 with their main event. Speaking of the main events, man, got to give it to Chris Weidman. We'll talk about that about 40 minutes past the hour. Straight up, still the world middleweight champion. Man, what a guy. 12-0, yet to taste the bitter taste of defeat. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. But wait, that fight card tonight is not just top with the main event and then after that. Abner Maris, remember him? Pound for pound, one of the best guys. So Johnny Gonzalez, the guy that can't spell his first name, knocked him out in one round. I think, boom, in the blink of an eye, it's over. 26-1-1, 14 KOs. Once a pound per view, he was up there. I mean, when you looked at people's pound for pound list, he was like 8 or 9 or 10, somewhere around there, maybe even 11 or 12. But straight up, he was on the list. Whether his talent merited that or not remains to be seen. But he's taking on Puerto Rican Jonathan Oquendo. And I want you to start looking at this. The first fight was Cuba versus Mexico, okay? Rivalries, ethnic rivalries. That's what Showtime and Golden Boy Promotions are coming together and doing, folks. Because watch this next fight. Abner Maris is from Mexico, 26-1-1. Jonathan Oquendo, 24-3, 16 KOs from Puerto Rico. Okay, the Mexican and Puerto Rican, the rivalry, we'll talk about that in just a second. Juan Manuel Lopez, of course, the former champion, 122, 126 pounds, 34-3, 31 KOs, knocked out three times. hasn't got the greatest chin in the world when he is prepared. Francisco Vargas, 19-0-1, Puerto Rico versus Mexico. Again, okay? Johan Perez and Mauricio Herrera. Mauricio Herrera, of course, losing that controversial nod with the world champion Danny Garcia at 140 pounds. And then his being throttled over 10 rounds by Kareem Mayfield, who couldn't seem to win that big fight when he stepped up there on HBO. Straight up Kareem Mayfield in the rebuilding stages of his career as I speak, 32 years old. San Francisco, California. We call him the hard hitter from the Western edition. But Danny Garcia, he's going to be doing his thing soon. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. Of course, he should be fighting a rematch with Herrera. He should just go in there and fight Herrera again and get it over with. I mean, and prove that he's a far better fighter. He got outboxed at points, and I guess Danny couldn't just handle the controversy. Anyway, Juan Manuel Lopez, is he going to get knocked out again? Who knows? Francisco Vargas, unknown commodity. California is what he calls home. 19-0-1, as I said, of Mexican descent. But what Golden Boy has done here, and they've successfully done it, is they've got different ethnic groups and different countries going back and forth against each other, and this builds interest in every community. I mean, because every big city in the country, Miami, Chicago, New York, they've all got different little communities, Cuban communities, Mexican communities, Puerto Rican communities. I mean, when I went to outside of Atlanta, Georgia, I was blown away by the fact that it was like Mexico. It was like California. I kid you not. I expected to see a bunch of hayseeds out in the country. We went about 25, 30 miles outside of Atlanta into this farmland type of thing. And it was all Mexicans. I was blown away by it that they had got that far north and east. I mean, I was absolutely blown away by it. But these different individual communities all across the country, they end up buying pay-per-views at home. And again, once again, I told you, the Mexicans drive the pay-per-view. But these different ethnic groups, the Cubans. Cubans will be buying this car because they think Lara's the real deal. Okay, they think he's a good representative of their country. Of course, coming over here from the communist state that is Cuba and now a free man here in the United States. A lot of guys can't make the transition. Lara's made it, but other guys just couldn't. I mean, they just couldn't. They got fat. They got out of shape. Diabelis Hurtado, he used to drink. The former junior welterweight contender who challenged Costa Zou for the 140-pound crown at one point in time. I mean, these guys smoked. They drank. And they just couldn't discipline themselves. Just couldn't. I guess when, you know, you're wiping your butt with a rock for the most of your life and eating beans and rice, I guess it's sort of tough when you come over to the land of the free and you've got McDonald's and you've got a few bucks in your pocket and Kentucky Fried Chicken, things like that, things that you haven't had before, which are the forbidden fruits of boxers and fighters alike. You got to get that taste, and then you get hooked, and before you know it, you're fat and taking off weight. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. This segment, the next segment, of course, two segments from now, we'll talk MMA, but we're talking Floyd Mayweather and what he's going to do next on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, once again, our troops in the American Forces Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
There's only one Mayweather.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it and I can take it.
There's only one Mayweather.
I've been here before. I know what it takes. I don't want no excuses. So I'm just going out there and be the same Floyd Mayweather. I've been here before and I know what it takes.
He talks the talk and he walks the walk.
When his lights, camera, action, it's time to get the fans entertainment. The fans want to be entertained. I mean, when I'm home, I'm like anyone else.
Walking to the money land.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
But he has a shock in store for him. He has two great chances, Slim and none, and Slim's out of town.
Back in time, it's the time tunnel, ABC TV back circa 1966. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Let me welcome you to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 29 plus years now, celebrating 30 years come September 2014. Looking forward to that. You know, we've got Floyd Mayweather now. We've got Floyd Mayweather on the mind. Everybody wants to know what he's going to do next. I don't know why, because most of the people that I know really don't like him, and they're looking for him to get beat, and they watch his fights to watch him get beat, sort of like Muhammad Ali back in the day when that one contingent of the United States population hated him, despised him. Okay, but Floyd Mayweather now going to do his thing, and this announced rematch between him and Marcos Medina is set for September 13th at the MGM Grand, a rematch of their May fight, and I called the fight even after 12 rounds because I watched the fight with like no sound on and, you know, no bias, no crowd making any noise and no cheerleaders or announcers, whatever you want to call them, no talking heads telling you who won that round. Didn't have to listen to any of that stuff, okay? Scored the rounds as I did. I had the fight even after 12 rounds. Everybody said to me, "Ah, come on, the fight wasn't that close." Well, if it wasn't that close, how come they're going to do it again September 13th and sell it on pay-per-view or try to sell it on pay-per-view once again? How can, huh? Tell me. I don't know. It supposedly only did 900,000 homes the first time. Why would they do it again? Medina isn't that great of a fighter. He really isn't. He's like maybe a B-plus fighter. I wouldn't call him an A fighter. Okay, but they're going to hold this coast-to-coast press tour. Start off Monday, July 14th, and it'll be in New York City and Times Square, the pedestrian walk on Broadway between 42nd and 43rd Street. So they're working the streets now in Times Square. Press conference begins at 1 p.m. Eastern time, fan arrival time, 12 p.m. Eastern time. I guess they're going to entertain you guys. That same day in the evening, July 14th, they'll be in Washington, D.C. At the Dar Constitution Hall at 1776 D Street. Northwest. That's Washington, D.C. Fans arrive 6:30.
Fighter's press conference starts at 7:15. Then Tuesday, the following day, they'll be in Chicago, Illinois. Man, have you seen that new TV show, Chicago PD? That's hot on NBC. If you get a chance to go to NBC.com down or watch the latest episodes of this, I think it's a Dick Wolf. Yeah, it's a Dick Wolf show, the guy that brought us Law & Order. It's an incredible show, Chicago PD. Anyway, they're in Chicago on the 15th Tuesday, and they'll be at the Auditorium Theater on Congress Parkway. That's in Chicago, Illinois, 11 a.m. Central Time. The press conference begins at 12 p.m. Central Time. And, of course, you can have a blast with these guys. You can get close to them. I don't think there's going to be a lot of people showing up to these events. I really don't. So if you're listening to me and you're in these areas, you get a chance to go. Maybe you can take a picture with one of these guys. Or in D.C., they're going to have that rapper by the name of Wally. He's going to be doing this thing before and after the press conference. So you have a little concert there. So I guess they're going to try to entertain you as well. No cocktails, I'm pretty sure. No food. Hasn't been the case in a long, long time for fans at press conferences. But Tuesday, July 15th, they are in Chicago. The same day in the evening, they're in San Antonio, Texas. So they're going, boom, Chicago to Texas. They'll be at the Six Flags Fiesta, Texas, at the Lone Star Lil's Amphitheater. That's at 17,000, IH-10 West. Okay, got that. That's the way it is in San Antonio, Texas. Fan arrival, 6 o'clock. Press conference will be in 7 o'clock. Then Thursday, they're in L.A. They're going to put us to sleep in Los Angeles, California, at the Pershing Square, 632 Olive Street, and that is South Olive Street. That's in Los Angeles, California. Fans arrive 12 p.m., Pershing Square. Press conference begins at 1 p.m. Pacific time, of course, in California. But is all this really worth it? I mean, the first fight was close, but it was close in rounds. But it really didn't, how can I put it? It wasn't a performance in which I was saying, well, you know, let's do it again. We want to see it. I wasn't all that excited with it the first time. I really wasn't. I mean, I'm scoring the rounds. I'm calm. I'm realizing it, you know, that my Dyna won 4 of the first 6 rounds right away. So that's 4 rounds in the bank. All they had to do was a couple of rounds after that to come away with a draw, and he did that in my mind. Okay. Floyd Mayweather, not shining early, showing his age, his rust, the fact that, you know, he just can't dazzle people like he used to. And, of course, he's going to try to come back in this fight. Or maybe he looked lackluster in this last fight in order to set up this fight. Now, I'm not trying to be some conspiracy buff or anything like that, but Floyd he's Floyd. And his middle name is Money. And if he realizes something, that because he is running out of opponents. I mean, he had nobody else to fight. Who is he going to fight? Kevin Perry? Scott Cuddy? Pedro Fernandez, maybe? Come on, who is he going to fight? There was nobody, unless he wanted to step up. And really fight somebody like of you know size, like Gennady Golovkin, the WBA 160-pound champion, of course, originally out of the Russia, now living in California. He is the real deal, Triple G. I mean, wow, 28-0, 26 knockouts, and he's set to meet Daniel Gill in a couple of weeks. Of course, Gill, the once-beaten fighter out of Australia. This will be a good fight at 160 pounds. We'll talk about that as the fight approaches. Next week's going to be a big week in the world of boxing. Of course, you can check out Ring Talk Live Worldwide by downloading the iHeartRadio app and then searching for Ring Talk. And boom, once you pull us in, you know, they'll advise you when the shows are. They'll send you all kinds of stuff and keep you informed as far as Ring Talk, when it airs live, when it goes up, as far as the archives are concerned at iHeartRadio. And I know that iHeartRadio in the next 2 weeks is going to start streaming the show live as well. So they carry the show delayed, and there's a lot of listeners listening on a delayed basis. In fact, I would say a good portion of the radio audience nowadays is telephones. I mean, it's smartphones and gadgets and tablets and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know why some of my radio friends didn't see this coming, but I saw it coming in the early 1990s when I saw the internet coming in. I remember the lady at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. I applied for a press credential in like 1991, 1992, and I told her I wanted to send her an email. She says, "Oh no, no, Pedro, we don't take emails, we don't accept emails." Yeah, she didn't then, but they do now. Straight up tonight, boxing, MGM Grand, Las Vegas, Nevada. Saul Alvarez, Arislandi Lara, both fighters have lost once. Somebody's going to lose a second time. There's no even draw coming out of this fight. I just don't see it. I think you see either Lara's going to be able to outbox him and catch him coming in with decent enough shots to keep the Mexican Mauler off him, or Alvarez is going to be successful, be able to come in, work under that jab, work the body with the left hook, of course. Now, Lara's going to have that portion of the body, his right side of the body, to Alvarez because he's a southpaw. So he's sort of given him that liver at certain times. He's going to be able to have to take that shot or keep that elbow well tucked. The elbow's got to be well tucked. If it's not tucked in, he's going to get caught. Canelo's a good body puncher. He's going to be working that body. Lara's going to look the box. Lara the boxer, Saul Alvarez the mauler. Who's going to win tonight? The brawler and the mauler or the boxer? It's a coin toss. Makes this a great fight. 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, live on Showtime Pay-Per-View. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network.
Looking for a new way to play fantasy sports? Join ScoreStreak today. It's the easier, better fantasy site with no salary cap. Just pick three players in each of the three selected categories. The higher your goal is for the players, the more points you can win. Compete against your friends and others for real cash. This is totally legal and is based in the United States. Just register at ScoreStreak.com. Draft any athletes for your categories and go for a perfect score. No salary caps, no headaches, no problem. Go to ScoreStreak.com to learn more and win big.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hello, I'm Howard Robertson.
And I'm Larry Robinson.
So what would your weekend be without a little R&R?
A little R&R on sports, that is. It's a weekly one-hour sports entertainment show that's unlike any other show on the radio.
So don't be a no-show. Don't miss a little R&R on sports.
Don't miss us.
11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Central, Saturdays, right here on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
You make sure and tell your cousins, your mama, your daddy, everybody.
Don't talk about my mama.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I can't take it anymore. I have had it up to here.
And a half minutes past the hour. The man on lead here, Levi Stubbs, of Detroit, Michigan. I was supposed to meet him, and he had a stroke. And Emanuel Stewart, of course, the late godfather of the Kronk Gym in Detroit, couldn't. He was trying to facilitate his meeting because he knew both of us, and I, you know, I wanted to meet Levi desperately, but Levi got sick, and of course, Levi passed away. And Levi was a cool guy. I saw him one time. I saw him a lot of times in concert, four or five times, but I saw him in an elevator at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada. I have never seen a man have an aura about him of like, he just had an aura about him. Like, it was incredible. He was just an incredible star, of course. Former lead singer, the only lead singer of the original Four Tops. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're talking USC, of course, UFC 175 now in the books. The world middleweight champion still from Baldwin Park, New York. I'm talking about Chris Weidman defeated Lyoto Machida with a decision in five rounds, 49-45 on one card, 48-47 and 49-46. Straight up, I thought it was a lopsided win for the world middleweight champion, still undefeated now, 12-0. But I thought Machida came on at the end and, you know, did okay in the fourth and the fifth round, acquitted himself well. But early on, it was all about Chris Weidman doing his thing as far as being the better of the two fighters. Ronda Rousey needing all of 16 seconds. Now, word has it that Scott Cuddy could last longer with her than Alexis Davis did. Seriously, because he would run. Okay, but Ronda Rousey knocked out Alexis Davis in 16 seconds. Did a judo trip, tripped her. Once she tripped her, bam, started punching her in the mug. And like some girl, some one of the ladies here at the Sports Byline Studios who works a clerical position during the week, she had watched MMA for the first time, and she said she was freaking out. That some chick was pounding on some other chick like that. She was like, whoa, I couldn't believe it. She goes, isn't that illegal? She could kill her. Well, that was sort of the theme of last week's show. And that last week's show, of course, talking about when Art Davey, the man that brought the USC to pay-per-view, back in 1993, of course, the first time that that had ever been done in the United States. And he talked about that. And wow, what a show that was. If you get a chance, go to ringtalk.com or go to the iHeartRadio.com network, of course, /talk, and check out Ring Talk. And you'll see the July 5th show was rocking and rolling with Art Davey. He's a fantastic guy and a great guest. We look forward to having him again in the near future as his book, Is This Legal? You know, the start of the USC back in 1993, USC won. But Ronda Rousey needing all of 16 seconds, to knock out Alexis Davis. Alexis Davis, she came into the fight. She had decent skills. I mean, she was well-balanced. She had jiu-jitsu. I mean, she was well-balanced. And she just, 16 seconds. What can I say? Could I last longer than 16 seconds? If I ran. Let me tell you, standing up, I used to think you had a chance with Ronda Rousey. Because, you know, her stand-up game was weak. But she's improved that. She can box now. She punches with authority and from the standing position. And she's got fast hands. And she's not afraid to mix it up. She's an incredible athlete. And like I told you many, 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 many moons ago, and a lot of you laughed at me, just like you laughed at me when I said that Chris Weidman was going to beat Anderson Silva the first time. Oh, come on. Listen, you can see certain things. You can see star. You can see a star in the making. Of course, a lot of stars burn out early. Do I think Ronda Rousey is going to be around a long time? No. She's like 11-0 now. Will she be around? No. She's got maybe another year, I think. If that, year and a half. She's going to be doing these Athena movies, which are right up her type of alley, these Wonder Woman type of movies. And, you know, and she's going to make some money doing that. And I think she can branch off, unlike Gina Carano. I don't think Gina Carano's made it as an actor. I mean, I've seen a couple. Wasn't one of her movies like dubbed in with somebody else's voice? Something like that. Okay, so she hasn't risen to receive great accolades as an actress yet. Maybe she will. Maybe I'm dogging early. But Gina Carano, she didn't have it all. I've interviewed her a couple times, and she said she never retired as a fighter. Of course, the former Strikeforce champion until she runs into Chris Cyborg Santos, who annihilated her. Of course, Cyborg Santos shaves her. Her face, she looks like she needs a shave. And one of those girls that needs a shave about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, suspected of taking steroids for years. Then the California Athletic Commission caught her, I think, November or December, circa 2013. They suspended her for like a year. Then she came back, and she became the Invicta 145-pound champion. And, of course, she wants to drop to 135 pounds with Invicta and grab that title and set up a meeting with Ronda Rousey. Now, every time Dana White's, you know, put on the grill on this one. He said, Cyborg Santos, last time she was with us, she failed a drug test. and he sort of leaves it at that. But she is one of those women, when I talk to different MMA fans around, yeah, she looks like a dude. She does look like a dude. I mean, her body. She looks like she's all cut up, buffed up. She looks like Evander Holyfield without the breasts. Seriously, I mean, she's pretty cut up. And that's why, you know, we knew for years it was like the worst-kept secret in MMA was that she was on some type of performance-enhancing drugs. Of course, originally out of Brazil and straight up one of the best fighters ever outside of using steroids or not. She's a skilled lady. But steroids give her this added advantage, and it really does. I mean, Gina Carano, she beat Gina like she should have been arrested for beating Gina Carano like she did. She should have been arrested for, like, spousal abuse or something. It was like, it was terrible. It was like, whoa, God. One round, just beating the snot out of Gina Carano. Okay? Could she do that with Ronda Rousey? No. Ronda's too good. And, you know, like Ronda told me on the show a couple of years ago, she's faced many a girl in a judo competition that needed to shave by 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, in other words, taking performance-enhancing drugs. She knew that. She was willing. She doesn't care. What did she say? You can shoot horse semen into both of her eyeballs. I could care less. I'll still beat her. And she's confident. She's riding this wave of confidence now. She's got two knockouts in a row. She showed this different aspect. It was all about the armbar. Her judo expertise, of course, her mother being a former world judo champion, teaching her the armbar since she was like 9, 10 years old. And she's got this armbar thing down now. She's slapping everybody she hooks up with into that armbar, except for these last two opponents. She's knocked them out with punches. She's mean. She wants to hurt people. Okay, this is not a joke. This is not, and I tried to tell you this a couple of years ago, and everybody laughed at me. Come on, Pedro. No chick's going to take over the MMA world. She's done it. She has done it. Now she needs challengers. And Holly Holm, of course, the once beaten professional boxer, undefeated in the world of MMA, I believe, out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. I called her only loss. I think she was cut in this fight, and she lost. I mean, outside of a controversial decision which she won, I mean, she might have lost with a girl from across the pond a couple of years ago. But this was about 6, 7, 8 years ago in Albuquerque, New Mexico, working for promoter Lenny Fesquez, and she was undefeated. She came in, and she got cut under the eye. And cuts under the eye usually aren't career, yeah. I mean, they're not usually. You just don't stop a fight for a cut under the eye, but they did with her. A good-looking girl, decent-looking girl, pretty girl at 135 pounds, willing to fight Ronda Rousey, and now she's been signed by the UFC. Dana White signed her because, you know, Ronda's running out of foes. So now Ronda's going to fight Holly Holm. Holly Holm talks a good game. She does. She talks a good game. And I think she can match Ronda as far as talking that good game's concerned. That's going to make that fight a big fight. And, of course, the big fight after that will have to be the winner versus Cyborg Santos. I don't care what Dana White says. Uriah Hall was the winner last week over Thiago Sanchez. That was unanimous, not across the board. 3 rounds they fought at middleweight, 185 pounds. Of course, Weidman, 185 pounds, the world middleweight champion. The world's bantamweight champion, undefeated Ronda Rousey, 135 pounds. Russell Doan defeated Marcus Brundage in a split decision. I sort of thought Brundage won, but most of my insiders tell me that I was watching the wrong fight or watching the wrong guy or something like that. Russell Doan was a split decision winner over him. Hey, and the prelims, my man, in the Fox Sports 1 main event. The prelims, we'll talk about Fox Sports goes like at 5 p.m. Pacific time before the card, the pay-per-view star card of UFC 175 started at 7 p.m. Pacific time. But they went with this Fox Sports 1 card in the main event. Uriah Faber, the California Kid, 35 years old now, I believe. Alex Caceres, well, he hung sort of tough there for a little bit, but he got stopped in the third round. Rear naked chokehold, the winner by submission at 1 minute and 9 seconds of the third round. The California Kid. And, of course, this sets up a fight with him and the winner of the rematch. It's going to be a rematch between Renan Braille, the ex-bantamweight champion, the man who got lit up like a White House Christmas tree just a fortnight ago, by T.J. Dillashaw, who, of course, T.J. Dillashaw, a member of the Team Alpha Male team in Sacramento, California, and as is Uriah Faber. Now, there were people asking or clamoring for the two of them to fight. Would two guys from the same stable fight? And Dillashaw said, if you pay me the right amount of money, I'll fight him. Sort of like Paulie Malignaggi. If you pay me the right amount of money, I'll fight my mother. Okay, but that's what they said. But instead, Dillashaw is going to rematch Borrell. Now, Borrell, the first time around, was flat, was sluggish, got beat up early, got hurt early, never really recovered, got stopped in the fifth round. It was a total annihilation. It was a man that hadn't lost, I believe, since 2008, but he got annihilated. It wasn't even close. Not in one aspect. The fight wasn't close after the referee's instructions. From that point, the fight was close. After that, it just wasn't. So I don't know where he plans on going with that, but Uriah Faber is looking to fight the winner of TJ Dillashaw and Renan Braille, the rematch set for this summer. We'll talk about the UFC schedule forthcoming. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Another standout on the card was Luke Sagvich, and that was on the Fight Pass card. And he defeated, these guys with his name, Guilherme Vascolanis, and it was a unanimous nod across the board. Of course, as we're fighting the middleweights, another middleweight card. Middleweight bout, open the Fight Pass card. Fight Pass is something the UFC is doing for like 10 bucks a month. Is it worth it? No. That's why I'm sort of reporting these fights, because nobody saw them. Kevin Casey defeated Bubba Bush, a TKO round one. Those were elbows. Of course, that was UFC 175. Now, wait, we weren't done, because UFC came back the following night. That's right. Frankie Edgar hooking things up with BJ Penn, the prodigy. The man, of course, that considered the greatest lightweight of all time, and you know, I mean, he was just the guy. He just, I mean, for a while there, he was the guy at 155. He was too small to move up to 170 and fight GSP, George St. Pierre. He was too small for welterweight. And I always thought he was sort of fat at lightweight. So he drops down to 145 pounds to featherweight and take on a guy that he's fought twice before. I'm talking about Frankie Edgar. He gets defeated, BJ Penn does, TKO in the third round of punches. This was scheduled for five. These guys were fighting, as I said, at 145 pounds featherweights. And the reason why it was a five-round fight is the main event. Any main event on the UFC card is a five-round fight. For the most, it is. I mean, it has been. That's been the rule. I mean, maybe they can, if there's a last-minute type of guy falling out, they might be able to switch to three rounds. For the most part, they want to go with, they want a significant, they want their five-round fights, their main events on TV, to be five rounds. They want their championship fights to be five rounds as well. So to show that these guys are a cut above everybody else, being able to fight five rounds is crazy. Frankie Edgar and BJ Penn have done it before. This time, BJ Penn, maybe the door is shut on his career. I mean, he's been around a long time, and maybe it's time for the Hawaiian Punch to go back to Hawaii and run his gym over there and just do his thing, because he's really not the most dedicated guy when it comes to training and things like that, although he did make 145 pounds for this. But Frankie Edgar beats BJ Penn, the Ultimate Fighter finale. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. When we come back, we'll briefly touch on all the fights Saturday night, both MMA and boxing. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network. Bump City, sitting by the dance floor, checking it out, watching the man with the fat feet. Got the hippest friends and the fat boogaloo, the big old bag of tricks, down to the nightclub.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free.
This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The cyborg thing is, I can't even believe people are asking me about Cyborg, number one. First of all, she does not fight here. Everybody realizes that, right? She weighs 145 pounds, and her genius manager, Tito Ortiz, said that she would die if she went to 135 pounds. She's also coming off a steroid suspension last time she was here. I mean, I can't even, it drives me nuts. She will not fight Cyborg. I don't know who she's going to fight. She's going to go film Entourage, the movie, and then we'll figure out what's next for her.
He's talking about Ronda Rousey. Of course, Ronda Rousey now looks like he's going to try to sign Gina Carano next week. That's what Dana White's saying at USC.com. He wants to sign the former Strikeforce champion, bring her back in the fold at 135. She wants to bring in Holly Holm at 135, who signed this past week. And, of course, I guess if you got a champion like Ronda Rousey, you've got to have opponents. I said that before. Of course, for Oscar De La Hoya and these guys to go 24-0, you've got to have 24 guys they beat. Okay, and Ronda Rousey needs opponents. Obviously, knocking people out in 16 seconds, not the it's not a way to get people to want to fight you. It's just not. It really isn't. So the next UFC event is going to be on Donald Cerrone and Jim Miller as the main event at lightweight. And that's going to be on Fox Sports 1 of UFC Fight Night 45, July the 16th, from the Revel Casino in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Of course, that's the next UFC card. Tonight, boxing on Showtime beginning at 6 p.m. Pacific time. I'm going to let you go through this. 4:30 p.m. Pacific time. I'm going to let you go through this. Tomoki Kamita versus a guy who I'm not even going to try to do his name. Pung Long Soor Sing Yu. That's as close as I'm going to get. For the WBO, the World Boxing Organization. Don't forget, if you want WBO news, you always go to WBOboxing.com. It's WBOboxing.com. That's the WBO Bantamweight title. That'll open up the Showtime presentation. Then at 6 p.m. Pacific time, they go to pay-per-view. Canelo Alvarez, Arislandi Lara, Abner Meras, Jonathan Oquendo, Juan Manuel Lopez, Francisco Vargas, Johan Perez versus Mauricio Herrera. Straight up, Latinos getting on the main event. Of course, Canelo Alvarez, Arislandi Lara. Somebody's lose their second fight tonight. Both guys are once beaten. July the 12th, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, only on Showtime pay-per-view. Until Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific, on the show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I love you so.